Hello and welcome to the 278th edition of the Dairobi Podcast. I am so happy to be with you today. I am Dave Sherwin, the host of the podcast, and I appreciate you. And one of the reasons I appreciate you is because you could be listening to a real podcast with a real podcaster, and instead you're listening to me, and I appreciate it. And guess what? This is kind of a real podcast. This is ranked number 215 of all podcasts in the United States for nutrition, but it's number 48 in Mongolia. To my Mongolian friends, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I hope this is helping you with your health, and I'm glad to know that you have electricity to be able to listen to a podcast, because here in the United States, we probably have pretty skewed ideas about what it's like to live in Mongolia. So thank you very much for joining me, as well as those of you from Fiji and other countries around the world. It's so fun to do stuff like this and be connected by the interwebs and sharing our ideas and listening to each other. I love listening to podcasts. I love doing my podcast. You obviously do as well, or you would not be here listening to my obscure little Dairobi podcast that I love to do, and I appreciate those listeners that come and join me here. Now, today, I have a really interesting topic. It's one I don't think I've spent a whole lot of time on, but it's pretty darn cool, and it could make a huge difference in your own health. You have heard me talk about prioritizing protein, and you probably haven't just heard that from me. Many, many people in the health industry are more and more talking about protein. In the 90s, we talked about fat, and all kinds of very smart people said everything ought to be fat-free. Fat is making us fat. And so that's what we did. We made fat-free stuff. We created all kinds of frankenfoods. You name it, there's a fat-free frankenfood. Try to say that fast. Fat-free frankenfood. Then later on, it became carbs. Keto, paleo, low carb. Get rid of those carbs, those nasty carbs, those farmers. They're growing stuff made of carbs, and we shouldn't be eating it. That's what's making us fat. So let's get rid of all the carbs. And now what we're finding out is that perhaps the most important of the three macros is actually protein, which kind of supports the carb-free or low-carb crowd in a way, because prioritizing protein generally does mean eating fewer carbs. But it's also a little bit of a different animal. For example, prioritizing protein is different than the carb loading that athletes used to do, for example, right? So carb loading used to be a thing, huge big plate of spaghetti before an event. Prioritizing protein means getting some protein in you before the event. However, filling your gut with protein, which is hard on the system, difficult to digest, is not exactly a recipe for performance. As a matter of fact, the blood that you want going to your muscles for performance instead has to go to your stomach for digestion, not the best way to do things. However, getting a little protein before a weight training exercise, for example, weight training workout, and getting it right after has been proven in multiple studies to be a great time and way to get what you need, those vital elements and amino acids from the protein into your system so that you get the maximum benefit. So enter Perfect Amino by Body Health. As a matter of fact, I interviewed Dr. David Minkoff. If you just Google Dairobi podcast Minkoff, M-I-N-K-O-F-F, it should pop right up. He's a really interesting guy. As a matter of fact, he's completed many full-length Ironman triathlons. And in part, you know, as he was doing that, he was researching protein. And his body was kind of falling apart. And he's, you know, as it often does for ultra-endurance athletes, oftentimes we think of those people as being super healthy. But in fact, of course, doing ultra-anything can actually wear you out. It's a lot of problems on your joints and soft tissue and muscle. So he was searching for the perfect protein that would fuel him and help him in his recovery and his gains, etc. And he did as deep a dive as probably anyone has ever done on protein. And he is a medical doctor. He's a scientist. He understands what he's doing. And in the end, he did discover that what it's about really is amino acids. Protein breaks down into amino acids. And there's a certain amount of amino acids that we all need, but we only get a few of them from plants. We only get all of them from some meats. And now from his supplement, which is Perfect Amino. Now, where Perfect Amino really shines is that it's a tablet form of protein that is the perfect aminos. It has the exact mix that you need. And five of them before a workout is very easy on the stomach, but it's the equivalent of taking 30 grams of protein. Now, this is important because you are probably aware by now that you should be consuming between 0.7 grams per body weight that you weigh and 1 gram per pound of body weight that you weigh. I weigh 200 pounds. So I should be consuming 200 grams of protein each day. Well, let me tell you what, that is an annoying amount of chicken to eat. And you get sick of chicken breast pretty darn fast if that's your solution. So here's what I've been doing for quite some time, and I'm actually surprised I haven't done this episode before, because I've been taking Perfect Aminos for years. And the fact that I'm only now getting around to going, oh, wait a minute, I haven't kind of bragged on these things on the podcast. I had to kind of dive in. As a matter of fact, I did a bunch of research. There's an article on our blog now, blog.dairobi.com, about Perfect Aminos that really goes into depth on this if you want to go check that out. But back to my point about getting enough protein, it's hard. And protein is expensive. Protein is typically the most expensive item on the plate. And because of that, most people eat too many refined carbs, right? Like if you look at the average person's shopping cart as they're getting ready to check out, is it full of meat and eggs and, God forbid, tofu? Not usually. There's breakfast cereals and breads and pasta and rice, right? With a few proteins off to the side. So if you have started down the path of trying to get 0.7 grams to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight that you weigh, if you weigh 150, that's 150 grams of protein, you have probably discovered it's kind of hard. And when you take it matters. I am currently lifting weights heavy about 3 times a week. And now that I have perfect proteins, I take 5 before my workout, the equivalent of 30 grams of protein. I take 5 right after, and I already have 60 grams of protein in my system, leaving me 140 to get from my food. But I cheat again with the perfect aminos. I take 5 more with my dinner. Now, depending on how much you weigh, you don't have to take 5 at a time. You might take 3 at a time. Or you might take, 4 or 2, whatever. It depends on your budget as well, although they are reasonably priced. Some people say that they're expensive. Well, the big bottle is $75. So yeah, that's expensive. But let me tell you, it lasts. There's 300 in there, right? So if you're taking 3 at a time, that's 100 servings of protein. Now, if you compare that to food, especially steak, this is a bargain. This is an inexpensive way. And these are perfect aminos. A steak, you'll probably be lucky to ingest 30% of the nutritional value of a steak, because steak is hard on your system to digest. I love steak. I loved a tender cooked steak as much as anyone else. But I am aware as a health expert that it's difficult on your system. And there's a lot of research showing we should cut down on our red meat. And so that isn't a good every single day source of protein. So Perfect Aminos is a fantastic addition to your regimen. The pricing is carefully controlled. It's going to be the same price whether you buy it from us or buy it from Amazon. If you buy it from us, which I would really appreciate at dairobi.com, you get reward points, and we occasionally do sales. And don't tell Dr. Minkoff, but sometimes we do discount codes to our list. And what I'm going to tell you right now, podcast 10, so you can save 10%. Not really supposed to do that, but they kind of, it's a kind of a wink, wink, nod, 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 nudge, nudge kind of a situation where they know that we're going to give some discounts to our users occasionally, our buyers. So I guess I shouldn't call you a user, right? Is that offensive? Please don't be offended. Just a slip of the tongue. Okay. Perfect Aminos digest at a incredibly high rate, meaning that for all the weight that goes into your body, 99% is absorbed as protein, as amino acids. Compare that to eggs. For every bit of the egg that you ingest, 48% of it will turn into goodness within your system. Meat, poultry, and fish is at about 32%. Whey, soy, and nuts is at about 18%. And your typical BCAA, believe it or not, I like BCAAs. I like the taste of them. I like to drink them while I'm working out. But they're not really an effective supplement as sold by many of the experts in the industry. They have a 1% absorption rate. So Perfect Amino is at the top of the food chain, so to speak, figuratively, in reality, in every way. And something that I highly recommend is as I said, I've been doing these for years myself. They are a paradigm shift in supplementation. Everyone's talking about protein, but again, if you've headed down the road and you've tried to eat enough protein, you've probably discovered very quickly that it's expensive, it's kind of hard to do, and a supplement like Perfect Amino can make a huge difference in your ability to consume and for your body to utilize enough protein to support your active and healthy lifestyle. So again, you'll find Perfect Aminos at Dairobi.com. Use them however you like. Take what I said and then adapt it to your own needs and your own budget. And maybe you weigh less than I do, right? It's also, you know, protein is very much based on your body weight. If you're not lifting heavy, you'd likely can be more on the 0.7 grams of protein per body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, we're talking in the 120 gram range of protein, and Perfect Amino can make it a lot easier to do. So you don't have to get quite so much out of food, saving you some budget and some chicken and whatever else are your major sources of protein. So until next time, check out Perfect Aminos at Dairobi.com. Use the code PODCAST10 to save 10%. And I will see you again on the next podcast, whether you are in Fiji or Mongolia or the United States of America. I appreciate you listening to the Dairobi Health Show. Thanks again. This is Dave Sherwin wishing you health and success.